they are shocking, and I'm not surprised, as over the last 8-9 years we've had very little housing new builds compared to what we had in the previous 9 or 10 years. So I'm not shocked by it, but I know certainly there's a growing number of people coming to our offices seeking accommodation, and the council is not in a position to provide that accommodation. And the private sector is now struggling to provide the necessary housing. So we are coming to a crisis point in relation to housing.
So do you think, do you expect these figures to even grow, the figures that you had been given at last week's municipal meeting? Do they paint a true picture of what really is going on?
I don't think it does paint a true picture, because there's still a lot of people who are living at home with their parents, and maybe who should be out in their own home or their own houses. And I think if them people come and apply to join the housing waiting list, we would have a lot higher numbers. But also within them figures, there's almost 1,000 people too who are looking for housing transfer. Either the house doesn't suit them, or they're not able to live for one reason or another in the area that they're currently living in. And we have no way of moving them people and helping them people. And I know in some instances this is really starting to affect people and their mental health, and that they can't even get out of the house that they're in. Either they're overcrowded or they're not getting on with neighbours or whatever. So the serious lack of housing is affecting people in many, many different ways. And whilst we in Letterkenny here have some housing schemes currently being built, it will still be a year, 18 months before any of them are coming on the market. So, yeah, without going too far, we do have a housing crisis. And yes, it could be worse if people who are in need of housing registered with the local councils.